This weekend, I would like to give a homily with the image of a buffet, if you will. There's a few different things I want to share. You know, if you're like me, I love going to a buffet, loving eating the big part of it. And then the second time, kind of coming back to the one I really, really like. And so for these different images, listen to them, please, and then think of one or two after it to give it to your prayer the rest of this Mass and this day and this week. So the first came from our first reading in Wisdom. Quote, "For your might is the source of justice. Your mastery over all things make you lenient to all." The source of justice that all things make us lenient to all. Earlier this week, I received a letter, a thank you from the Servants of Shelter, and really they're thanking it for all of us, our parishioners. The Servants of Shelter are serving several different families in this community to allow them to live somewhere, an apartment or a room or something, to help them get off, you know, their situation and get back on their feet. So I want to say thank you to the Servants of Shelter as they do give lenient to all. We also have our closing day with our rectory, kind of our old rectory to our new rectory. The closing day is on July 28th. And by selling this property, we open the doors to a lot of different things. For me to be in a smaller house, for us to know that we can have a priest not in a mansion, and also for Northern Counseling Center to allow their nonprofit mission to serve those who have addictions or mental illness and need help. And that building is going to be wonderful for them. Then we can look into the several parables that Jesus gave today. You know, we talked about that last weekend and how Jesus was teaching his disciples exactly what he was telling about that parable last week about the sower of seeds. And he gave several more this weekend. The first was about these good versus bad seeds, or what they used to say, the wheat and the tares, or even the wheat or the weeds. Quote, "If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest." Again, Jesus taught his disciples exactly what he wanted to say. That this field was the world. That the sower is, of course, Jesus. That the good seeds, the wheat, were righteousness, God's children, and the weeds, or the tares, or the bad seeds, were for the evil one. Now, there is good and evil which exists together in the world and even in our church, that we always want to think, because both of us are, all of us are sinners, where are seeds? Are they the weeds, or are they the good seeds? Because at the end of the day, Jesus is teaching very clear, we will be either going to heaven or going to hell. Now that might sound fun or happy, but if we go to a buffet, say it's a different place, we don't know what the food is, we gotta try different things and know which is the good and the bad. So where are you at? And we have the mustard seed. Jesus said was the smallest seed of all plants, and it can grow to the largest, that birds can live with their nests in the mustard seed. What he's showing is that small things grow large over years. Think about the baptisms of little children recently in St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Columban. A child is receiving kind of the mustard seed, this tiny little thing in their soul. And look at the different ages of our children and our elementary students and junior high, high school, college, adults, all of our ages. How our faith can grow as we continue to allow this small seed to grow into large things. Finally, the yeast. Jesus said, a small measure of yeast can leaven a whole batch. To this parable, I'd like to think of our community. Do you know that 70% of Catholics don't come to Mass? Imagine us as that yeast, a small measure that can leaven a whole batch. If we show our love and our mercy, our compassion, imagine as our brothers and sisters can come back to our Lord, to His family, His house, to grow. We as the yeast can leaven a whole batch. So think of these images and the ones that really the Spirit is speaking to you, and bring that to your prayer in this Mass about the justice and to be always lenient to others, to the good or the bad seeds, to think about where you are, that small mustard seed that we can grow in our soul, with this small seed to be large and grow well, and the yeast in our community, that we as the yeast can grow and yeast a leaven, to yeast a whole batch in the leaven. Bring it to your prayer.